This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
Welcome to Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in a fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company here to make sure that your foliage isn't the only thing shedding this excess weeds. Heck, even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for fall. Join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and use free shipping code K100. So you want to know about Manscaped? Because this is one of our favorite products we've been promoting for a long time. Whether you're brand new or already with us at Manscaped, you use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, the Platinum Package 4.0. This is a great product. With this glorious package, you can align your entire hygiene routine all in one swoop. Inside the 10-part Platinum Package is everything you know and love about the Performance Package Plus. Some shower goodies included to elevate your grooming game to platinum level. The Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer, that's my favorite product, and Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin safe technology to protect your delicate parts and holes. Both are waterproof, so you can keep scaping even as the weather's changing and use in the shower. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo Plus Conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. And don't forget to apply their aluminum-free Ultra Premium Deodorant. And don't worry, it's not pumpkin spice. It's a cologne-quality fragrance to make it smell good. But we shouldn't save a signature scent for our pits. Use the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to make sure your go-to smell is top shelf and not sweaty balls. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Platinum Package 4.0. The Manscaped boxers, which are fantastic. They're like silky smooth. And the Shed Travel Bag. It's an awesome travel bag. You can put in like whenever you travel, put everything in there. Works great. And both are specially made to hold your goodies. Get the Platinum Package this fall. These products are guaranteed to be hits for your dangly bits. I love the rhymes. So go to manscaped.com and get 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's 20%off.com with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use code K100. Manscaped. Clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunk's time to shine.
You know, we can't put over this product enough. All three of us use it. It's our best-selling product. The thing's incredible. I mean, they market it just for your nether regions, but you can use it for your face, under your arms, on your head, on your chest. Everybody shaves except German women, nothing. So women can use it too. The deodorant is great. The leather back is the, and bro, we're not just trying to hawk this. We use this. This thing is excellent. You know, it's aerodynamic shape. It's got a light on in case you're shaving in the dark. It's waterproof. Their briefs, without a doubt, are the most comfortable I've ever worn, and they come free. They've got a nose clipper, hair clipper. I mean, they bring everything, bro. I mean, if you want to stay groomed, stay clean for your significant other, check out Manscaped. Boom.
I'm reading this here, okay? Somebody, so Rezzy's got a podcast, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to talk about news, like wrestling media news, you know, sourcing stories, you know, sources, multi-sourcing stories. And I want to read you something, okay? So this guy tweets Drain Bamager, whoever this guy is, right? Warner Brothers Discovery apparently wants long-term deal with AW and plans to push them into the sport category with increased ad time. Absolutely amazing news, all right? Now, this is where the story comes from, and I want to talk about, like how news kind of travels and stories travel and stuff, right? And I got nothing against John Rizzi, okay? I like John Rizzi. That's a good guess, yeah. But I want to make a point here. This is the story, okay? And actually, I'm not even sure who's, because I saw this the other day. I'm not sure who this is from. Well, what news source this is from? But I saw this story written almost in identical form. All right, on John Arezzi's Pro Wrestling Spotlight podcast, there was a conversation about Warner Brothers Discovery running AEW ads during sports programming. Many ads have been airing during TBS coverage of the MLB playoffs. Pro Wrestling Spotlight co-host Bob Smith was Pro Wrestling Spotlighting his show. Okay, get the who ready. Pro Wrestling Spotlight co-host Bob Smith,
who
wondered about the strategy to include footage of people going through tables and Chris Jericho attacking ring announcers. Arezzi said he's heard. Okay, so Arezzi's heard that Warner Brothers Discovery is very happy with the product and the ads are part of a strategy. They're trying to make it a sport. Arezzi said that's what the strategy is. The strategy is that they're pushing AEW into the sports category, not the entertainment category. They're increasing that because of the new ownership, because Warner Brothers is now Warner Brothers Discovery. Arezzi continued, everything I hear of what's going on, even with TNT, is going to be turning into a more sports-centric network. So they are now putting their resources behind these promo announcements to increase ratings. So whether or not they're tasteful in regards to the violence and blood, there's a method to the madness. So that's the story, okay? All right. This is what I just, like, you know, when people read that, like, I dissected that, okay? Is there anything in this story that sounds like there's a credible source, like maybe from the Time Warner, Warner Discovery people or executives that this is coming from? Or is somebody maybe like heard on a podcast somebody talk about this and then they're saying, okay, this is what I heard? I'm asking you guys because, like, you know, this is what I have to do. Like, this is what I do right now. I literally, like when I hear news, okay, and I hear news repeated, I examine, like, word for word what I'm being fed and, like, whether or not I think this is a credible story or not, or, like, whether I should take it as fact or whether or not I should, as it's being spread, should I speak up and say, hey, guys, are we sure that this is actually true or not, right? Because, like, this is, like, media these days. Like, this is how stories travel. And it's, like, I'm listening to this. Like, I'd like to talk. I'd like to get a Rezzy on. Just to hear, like, is this you hearing stuff? Or is this you hearing stuff from actual sources in Warner Brothers, you know, Time Warner and stuff that have repeated this and this is their strategy? Because I haven't heard anything about this except John Arezzi saying, I heard. I said, go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is like anything else. You got to take into question the person's credibility, right? So I know John. Mm-hmm. I've always found him to be very honest and outstanding. That doesn't mean he can't get wrong information. I don't think he would make anything up because it ruins his credibility. The guy's been in the business for fucking 50 years. He's got a lot of connections, just like I have connections, just like you have connections. Mm-hmm. He managed country music stars that I don't know who they are, but they were big. Mm-hmm. So he might have some connection still to TNT.
Warner Brothers.
When he managed him, Warner Brothers, and, you know, he was in the Mets system, and he knows people.
Yeah.
So he might know somebody at Warner Disney that at one time worked with him in some capacity and told them. So when it comes to John, I don't have too much problem believing him because I know him and he's not a bullshitter, but he could be given erroneous news like anybody else.
Exactly. Right. Okay, here's my point. If I was telling you, if I was, because here's the thing. Everything, like these are the words he's using, right? Everything I hear is like the way he says it, right? Bro, I'm not going to like, you know, and like I said, I got nothing against John Arezzi, okay? But I think this guy's hearing gossip. Because my thing is like, if I had a source for a story, like I had something I was going to tell you, right? I mean, I would say I was told, okay? Like somebody spoke to me and said this to me, and I'm telling you this is what was told to me. When I'm hearing everything I hear, I'm like, dude, that could be anybody like listening to podcasts and listening to people to, you know, talking like that. That to me is like you're spreading gossip, you know. And I'm like I'm saying, because like, bro, the story that, like, I haven't seen anything beyond that, beyond this. Like, this to me would be something like of a story that, like, I think should be, you know, multi-sourced and, like, you know, like put out there. Because, like, you know, from the last thing we heard is that, you know, like Meltzer and stuff and multiple sites were reporting that, you know, it doesn't look good for the AEW, you know, rights fees coming up because if you know, Time Warner might be going to they might source it out to a streaming service.
It might be somebody told them, hey, I'm going to tell you this, but don't say anything, or who knows.
No, honestly, I think it sounds like somebody listening to stuff and watching shows and saying, this is what I've heard, okay. You know?
Well, that's...
And I got nothing against John Arezzi.
But we don't know that, so...
But that's my thing. Right. So John Arezzi's like talking about this on his podcast.
Right.
He's not like spreading his, like, hey, this is my, you know, and now people are listening to John Arezzi, okay? And now they're reporting the story. So like, this to me is like how wacky it is that news travels, you know, like how stories gestate, and then the next thing you know, you're retweeting it and repeating it. Like, it sounds like, bro, I have no clue if anybody knows any of this is true, you know? But like I said,
bro.
Like,
but here's my thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think you'll agree with this. It's very hard to respect anybody in wrestling media because wrestling media is like a wrestling podcaster,
right?
Mm-hmm. There is no qualification. You go to no school. Your only qualification is being a fan, not really, you know, and whatever education you have in the business, which is like watching it on TV and going to shows. Mm-hmm. Most of the people have never even worked backstage at a major corporation, therefore do not know what the fuck is going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about literacy. It's not about contacts. It's not about experience. It's not even about accountability, because we've seen people have no problem going out there and making shit up, okay? Just like the general media and just like politicians. It's just be a friend. It's just be a fan. Make friends around the business, and there is nobody with any real very few people with credibility, like an Ariel Helwani. Like, he has credibility to me. Because Ariel does something that 90% of these fucking bums don't do, and that's why they get zero respect from me, and they never will. And, bro, we can go at it all day and all night. I really don't give a fuck, because I'm not the one. When you're not going to call a person to ask them their point of view, you have no credibility.
Right.
I'll give you an example. There's these guys, and we've brought them up before. One guy's a Canadian guy. One guy's a guy from, I think, Chicago. They're both American guys. They don't speak any Spanish. One of them is learning Spanish, uses the Google Translate. They both think they know what the fuck is going on in AAA, and they give very erroneous accounts of stuff that they think is happening. A lot of them is based on the fact that they dislike me personally. So they go into fucking these bullshit fucking things, and other people believe them. You know, I've seen Tony Khan congratulate them in person, like what they say is gospel. Only one of them really goes to any of the matches. you know, they don't know, they don't understand the Mexican culture, the Mexican ideology. They don't understand what's going on in the fucking company, but yet they act like they do. Now, when I've asked them, come on my show, let's discuss it. Whatever question you have.
Right. And they don't do it.
I will answer, because if there's one motherfucker that ain't going to run, ain't going to hide, and ain't going to make shit up, it's me. You'd want to talk to me. Because I'm not going to give you no fucking...
The source of stories is inviting you on the show to question you on the stories.
Yeah. And I'm not the type of guy that's going to fucking, you know, like I've said, I've buried and you've heard me. This show was not good. This wrestler was not good. That is brutally out of my mouth. Right. And I've left the promotion twice. So I've put my money where my mouth is. I don't just fucking talk shit. But these guys would have you believe that's all I do. And so until you're going to ask people, you know, what really happened and not just put your fucking thoughts into shit like this, I don't have respect for most of what you would consider wrestling media.
I don't talk. I don't either. Bro, if you're not willing to talk to the sources as opposed to talking about the sources, how on earth can anybody respect your opinion there?
Right.
I'm willing. Everybody wants to be respected.
Everybody wants to clout chase. Everyone wants to create a buzz. Everybody wants to have a persona. Everybody wants to be part of the act. Everybody wants to get over. Everybody wants to be controversial. Put in the fucking work.
Right. Bro, because it just shows you that, like, you know, like, perfect example, okay? I'm a skeptic.
Right.
I do not accept, like, you know, I'm going to question.
Me too.
Bro, skeptics are looked at as kind of like conspiracy theorists outside the echo chamber.
Right.
So when the skeptics are, you're having to challenge the echo chamber. Perfect example. Bro, look at all these stories now coming out about the vaccine and COVID after the fact that, like, that the skeptics were right all along. And the echo chamber was invested in parodying the pharmaceutical companies' narratives, parodying the government's narratives, parodying just, and now we're finding out on the back end that it was all bullshit and the skeptics were right. But now the thing is, like, you can't get the echo chamber to admit the skeptics are right. It's like we're just always skeptics. We're not in the echo chamber. We're not the type of people that, like, just accept what you're told and parrot it and, hey, oh yeah, that's great and everything. Bro, I challenge what people tell me. I ask questions. I use an interrogative method. They call the interrogative method. You just question what you're being told. And it's like, you know, this is what the media is like. This is how you have to address this stuff going forward. You have to be skeptical. You can't accept, like, 30% of the people trust the media these days. So why on earth would you be parroting media narratives? It's like 7 out of 10 people don't believe you. The 30% are like, oh, well, this is, I'm like, you know, I'm saying, like this story here. Nothing against John Arezzi. I'm just, you know, this is somebody talking about John Arezzi talking on a podcast. And they're parroting it as a story. And I'm like, well, what if John Arezzi was just bullshit, just talking, not, like, reporting? And, like, you know, this is how shit travels, you know? So it's like, I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that anyone, like, who Conan mentioned or any of the pro wrestling reporters or dirt sheet guys that have that opinion that they're worried about coming on the show because it'll be an assault, an ambush, whatever. There was an interview with Mike Johnson a few years ago where Conan had an issue with Mike. They discussed it. And then after that, there was like 30 to 45 minutes of a very good discussion between those guys. It was on Rehash like last week. Listen to that and you'll get an example of what it's like to be on the show, or listen to when Meltzer used to be on. Like, it's not what it's what I know they're afraid to come on. So this isn't going to matter.
They're convinced,
but
we're going to ambush them and make them look bad for whatever reason.
Right.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, that's not our stilo. That's not our fucking stilo, dude.
And this is the problem. And you made a perfect, what you said right there, the one thing you said was perfect. They're scared that we're going to make them look bad. Because we're very confident and we're very willing to bring people on the show and debate. So they're not willing to come on. So why are you not willing to come on? Are you not as confident as we are in our opinions of everything? And my answer would be obviously not. If you're worried about, we're going to say stuff to make you look bad. And it's not like, but we don't do it in a disrespectful way. We're going to challenge, you know, if we disagree with you, we're going to challenge you on what you're saying. And have a conversation. And I think a lot of these guys are afraid, you know, whatever you want to say, that they're going to lose the conversation because we know our shit. We don't come across as a bunch of dopes that do this. You know, we're very inside. We know most of the people in this business. We've worked with them. We know them way more personally than the dirt sheet guys do. You know something. I think it's problematic that we have people like us that are willing to bring these people on and have discussions, and the journalism community is not willing to do it. Which should tell you, this is the people that you're getting your news from. It's like, come on. Challenge. If you're followers of these people, tell them, hey, go on Conan and Disco show. Argue the point with them. But they won't do it. So I would say I would tell people, pressure these journalists to open up debate. You know, have free speech. Like, let's come on and discuss these issues in a respectful manner.
And they won't, if they're not controlling the narrative and they're not getting over, they feel like they're being fucking, you know.
Right.
Right.
And they'd rather be in their bubble where it's just people that like and respect their stuff and aren't going to challenge them.
Says yes to everything they do.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.